Genesis chapter 22 and the verse 14. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Every need, his hand supplying. Every need, his hand supplying. The Lord will provide. At the altar here, Abraham would most certainly pray. He prays at this altar. We don't read that he does so, but he would call on the name of the Lord on the grounds of the sacrifice. We know that he does this because Abraham is an altar builder, and he built altars in very many places. And sometimes we read when he built altars that there he called on the name of Jehovah, called on the name of the Lord. So we know that that was his practice. It's not just that he's building something here, offering a sacrifice. No, he's coming to God. He's addressing Jehovah. And the fact that Abraham does this, calls upon God at the altar, tells us that we can only come to God through a mediator, through someone who is between God and us. We can only come through Christ. There must be a channel between us and God. There must be a door to heaven. There must be an altar. There must be a sacrifice. And that door, that channel, that way, as Christians we know, is only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He is the great high priest. He is the offering. He has made us nigh to God by his blood, by his sacrifice. By his blood alone we have access to God. The scene teaches us this again. It calls this to our remembrance that we must have an altar and a sacrifice, a high priest, a dais man, one between, and that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, for whom we give God thanks, and through whom we always come unto the Father. Now that the sacrifice of the ram has been offered here, he calls upon the Lord. But he calls upon him by a new name. He calls the altar, that place, he calls it Jehovah Jireh. Because this is how he has been addressing God. This is what he has been calling God. That name, as we have seen, the Lord will provide. Abraham is seeing this. He's discovering this with newness. And he calls upon Jehovah Jireh. As I said last week, primarily this has reference to Jesus Christ. Abraham sees Christ. He sees that day. In this name, he's not just talking about the ram. He's talking about Christ's day. He's talking about the provision of a mediator, the provision of a sacrifice, the provision of a savior, the day when the Lord will provide his lamb, the day when God will give the great mediator, Jesus Christ. And I preached that last week, the great provision of Jehovah, the savior, Jesus Christ. God had asked Abraham to provide his son. Abraham was willing. In the end, God did not want that provision, but he wanted to teach us of his own provision. And so God asked Abraham to do what he himself is going to do, provide his son as the sacrifice. And Abraham's referring to that Jehovah Jireh. He'll provide his son. And nobody will intervene. Nobody will interrupt. No, he will provide him. He will fully provide him unto death. Unto death. His only begotten son. But that's not the end of the story in this name, Jehovah Jireh. In fact, a good interpretation of this name is Romans chapter 8, verse 32, where Paul writes, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" So that's the explanation of the name. Yes, he delivered up his own son. He didn't spare his son. Just like Abraham wasn't going to spare his son, but then he was spared by God's provision. But when God came to provide his son was not spared. He delivered him up. He didn't spare him. There was no intervention. Not even the father intervened. But the son was fully delivered up. The knife was not prevented, as on Moriah. The Son of God was fully provided, wholly provided, completely delivered up. Christ died. He spared not his own son. Why? Because of his great love for us, for sinners. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and made his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So the Jehovah Jireh giving Christ. But notice an implication that the apostle brings forth based on that great and ultimate provision of Christ. He that spared not his own son, how shall he not with him also freely give us everything that we need? So he doesn't only give us Christ, the ultimate provision. He is sure to give us everything that we will need. If he gives us the best, he'll give us the less. He'll give the all things, all the necessary things, all the provision that we require. He will not hold back on anything that is essential for our spiritual well-being. Seeing that he didn't hold back on his own son, he gave him. He will give us all things. And that's the interpretation of this name. Jehovah Jireh. Yes, he provides Christ and everything else that comes along with Christ. So that's a good interpretation. Romans 8 verse 32, and maybe you could even write that beside that name, Jehovah Jireh. That's the comfort of this name. Every need, all things, his hand supplying. Because he is Jehovah Jireh God. This is what Abraham discovered this day. He has been given the substitute to stand in Isaac's place. He therefore discovers that the Lord will be the provider of all that he needs for his salvation. To see that city that hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God, he provides the Lamb. He will provide everything else that I need. Abraham discovered that this day. That's why he had an unspeakable joy. That's why there was a gladness in seeing Christ this day. It overwhelmed him. And he has this new name for God. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. So Abraham is extolling the boundless grace and goodness of his God. All provision, all that you need to get through life and arrive at the heavenly shore. So he's discovered new aspects of God's glory, and this new name is fitting for him. Now, it's not a brand new name. It's just a new name that's been revealed. God was always Jehovah Jireh. He was always this kind of God. But Abraham has discovered this new aspect of his glory. It's to him a new name, the Jehovah Jireh. The names of God are wonderful, you know, and they provide a great study through the scriptures, but this is one of the most wonderful names of all for us sinners, that he is a Jehovah who provides. So Abraham's blindness has gone a wee bit more. He sees a wee bit more clearly. He's learned something of the goodness of his God, and he calls him Jehovah Jireh. He sees the Lord. And this is what he sees when he sees him. He sees a Jehovah Jireh. And we need to see him too like that. By faith. And have assurance in our hearts. That he truly is this and will be this to his people who are in Christ. So all Christians need to know God's names. And this is a name we really need to get to know. We ought to know God by name. He knows us by name, doesn't he? He's called us by name. He gets our name right. And he wants us to get his name right. Not how we would name him with unbelief, but how he's named by faith in the truth of the word. So it's important for our faith to know the name, to believe in the name Jehovah Jireh. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. If you really know this name, you'll have your trust in the Lord. You'll not be cast about with every wind and doctrine. You'll not stumble and fall in unbelief. But if you know the name, you'll be able to trust in him for all things, his hand supplying. We need to know the name for our strength. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. It's in the name of the Lord that we can erect our banners and have confidence and unite as God's people together. So this name is a comfort to us. It's a refuge for us in trouble. And you have to believe in the name of the Lord Jehovah Jireh. Now, we know that whenever Moses wrote this book, Moses, by inspiration, was guided by the Holy Spirit, we know. I have no doubt when he wrote many of these stories and these accounts, because he had to select the stories and the accounts as he was led by the Holy Spirit. He couldn't write an endless book. He was guided by God in what he wrote. And I have no doubt that when he recorded this story of the Jehovah Jireh God, I have no doubt that it was one of his intentions under God to uphold the people of Israel through the wilderness. And he's writing these stories for Israel, for the encouragement of their faith. This is a wilderness scene, Mount Moriah. We think that to be. There's the bush, the wild ram caught in the bush. There's no people about. Seems to be void of men and people. So it's a wilderness scene. There is just Abraham and Isaac, and they're in a desperate situation in the wilderness. And they just need the Lord to intervene. But they believe still, and they have faith. And the Lord does intervene, and the Lord provides. Israel in the wilderness ought to have remembered this story. Because that's why God wrote it. For them especially, Israel in the wilderness. For us too. All these things are written for our admonition, but they were written for Israel's admonition initially. And the story of the Jehovah Jireh God was to encourage them through the wilderness years. It was written for their learning. It was written so that whatever they face, whatever straits they get into, they will remember the Jehovah Jireh. The Lord who provides. The Lord who always supplies for the needs of his people. They ought to have remembered this. This ought to have been a very precious story to them in their journey those 40 years. But did they remember that name? No, they did not. They forgot God. They forgot his name. They forgot the Jehovah Jireh. This is a name that ought to cure murmuring. The Lord will provide. But they murmured all the time because there was no faith in this name. They had no faith. They doubted. They complained. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They forgot his works. They forgot his wonders. They forgot what he did. They forgot how he provided for their redemption and their deliverance out of Egypt. They soon forgot his works, the psalm says. They waited not for his counsel. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. I mean, that's three quotations from the Psalms, and I'm sure there are many more. Always God is casting this up before them. They forgot the name. They forgot God. They forgot Jehovah Jireh, the one who by his mighty works delivered them and provided for their salvation. They forgot the one who provided the Passover lamb. Because God did provide the lamb. He provided the Passover lamb. They should have remembered that. They should have connected Genesis 22 with the Passover and learned something more of that name of the Lord. But they forgot Jehovah Jireh. That was their problem. That's why they didn't enter into the land of promise, because of unbelief. And so they spake against God and they spake against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? There's no bread, neither is there any water, and there's only this manna which we loathe. We're starving. We've no meat, we've no water. Yeah, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock and the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Can he provide? Can he give bread? Can he provide a table in the wilderness? I mean, they just blasphemed the name, didn't they? Because his name is Jehovah Jireh. He provides. But they, can he provide? Is he Jehovah Jireh? So you see, instead of being encouraged by Genesis 22 and faith growing and arising in their hearts, they had vile unbelief and they blasphemed really the name by their murmuring and by their unbelief. They forgot this name. They couldn't trust him, Jehovah Jireh. They couldn't take hold of the name. That's the problem. Let us not be like them. Let us have faith in the Lord, in the name. They had the good shepherd leading them, didn't they? Moses and Aaron, they were just under shepherds. That was all. The great shepherd was Jehovah Jireh. He was the one responsible for all their needs. Not Moses and Aaron. They weren't responsible for all their needs. It was the great shepherd. It was the Lord. That Jehovah Jireh is responsible. And all we have to do is trust him and believe in him. They didn't do this. They couldn't do this. Jehovah Jireh is the shepherd name, isn't it? We should think of many things straight away when we think of this name. We should think of Christ. We should think of Romans 8, verse 32. But we should also think of the great shepherd. Because that's what the great shepherd is. He's a provider. Therefore, we should think of Psalm 23 when we think of this. And that's another great commentary on this name. Psalm 23. You can write Psalm 23 now beside it. And you can write this text over Psalm 23. Whenever you meditate on this name, then it's not long before the Holy Spirit will guide you to that psalm. It's the shepherd psalm. And the shepherd psalm is the Jehovah Jireh psalm, because how does it begin? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's Jehovah Jireh, you see. He sees, he provides. He sees to my needs. He sees to me as the sheep. He sees to us as the flock. He is my shepherd. I shall not want, therefore. I cannot want. And Psalm 23 is a wonderful psalm. It actually goes from time into eternity. It goes from the fields of this world into the house eternal above. Commences in time and ends in eternity. The fields of time and the eternal abode in God's heavenly hope. Jehovah Jireh. In time, providing for us in time all our days. Jehovah Jireh into eternity, bringing us into the house of God, providing us with all the eternal provision of the worlds to come. Jehovah Jireh always, in time, in eternity. The Lord providing for us. The Lord providing for our past. He's Jehovah Jireh in our past. The Lord providing for our present. He's Jehovah Jireh now in the present. Jehovah Jireh in the future too. The Lord providing for us in the future. Jehovah Jireh in the eternity, providing for us into eternity itself. This is God and his people. He provides for them past, present, future, and into eternity. The unchanging Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, first of all, then in relation to our past. You know, as we look back to our past, we can see Jehovah Jireh. By past, I mean before our conversion, before we were Christians. That's what I mean by the past. And by the present, I mean as our present condition as Christians. But in the past, he was Jehovah Jireh to us, even when we did not know him. He's Jehovah Jireh in our past in two ways. In your past, how he worked with you, how he dealt with you, how he looked after you, even whenever you were in an unconverted state. Because God ministers to his people as Jehovah Jireh all their days, whether saved or unsaved. And so even in our unconverted days, we are conscious of goodness and mercy pursuing us. Not maybe to the extent that it is as a Christian, but it certainly was present. The Lord kept us. The Lord preserved us alive before we were saved. He preserved us from death. He provided for you even though he was a stranger to you. He provided for you before you knew him. He provided for you before you even called upon him. When we were without strength, he provided for us. When we were yet sinners, he provided for us. In our past, we didn't see him. He was cloaked and veiled as far as we were concerned. We were blind to him, but there he was. Still the Jehovah Jireh. Still looking after us. Still keeping us from death. Still keeping us from unpardonable sins. It's because of the Jehovah Jireh that you were converted at all, that he pursued you, that he went after you as a shepherd after the lost sheep, the Jehovah Jireh who will find you and bring you into the fold. So he's Jehovah Jireh in our past, before he even made us his sheep. And every Christian can recollect providential mercies that we had experienced before salvation. Recovery from sickness, surrounded by Christian influence, meeting in providential times Christian evangelists, kept from some of the worst sins, though not kept from all sins, kept mercifully from the worst sins. Because he's Jehovah Jireh, you see. This is his name. But he's also Jehovah Jireh in relation to our past, even now. Because he has provided for our past sins. You see, in Psalm 23, the past isn't mentioned. But it is assumed. It's a new beginning. The Lord is my shepherd now, I shall not want. But it is assumed that we weren't always his sheep. He found us and made us his sheep. And so it's not referred to directly. But it is obvious that we weren't always in the fold. There was a time whenever we were in sin. There was a time whenever we were astray. But you'll notice in that psalm that there's never a mention of the past. The Lord never brings it up, you know. The devil will bring the past up all the time. That's the devil's job to bring up the past. But in Psalm 23, the shepherd never brings up the past. You'll never find anything thrown up to the little sheep about their past in those fields where they were straying. See, when a person becomes a Christian, it's a new start. And the new start is, the Lord is my shepherd. Now it's all future. Our present, I shall not want. Well, what about the past? Well, he's provided for the past, you see, because he's forgiven the past. He's blotted the past out. The darkness has been blotted out in his grace. We were a sheep gone astray, that is true, but he found us. There were stains, there were falls, there was a strain into the wildness and into the vile places. But when the Lord found us and brings us home, he forgives all our past sins. I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. And so they're blotted out. They're remembered no more. He provides for the past in his grace. You know, sometimes the past tortures a saint. What they did, what they didn't do, the results and the effects of their past. But really, you can't change the past and you can't do anything about it. You just have to trust the Jehovah Jireh that in his marvelous grace, he will deal with the past, its sins and all its effects that maybe even go on to the present and the future. We can only trust him and rest in him, the Jehovah Jireh. So don't despair of the past. Don't let it be a thick darkness to you. It's in the hands of the Jehovah Jireh. So rest in him and find peace in the Lord, who deals with our past and provides for all that is arising out of that. The Lord provides for our present. The psalm is full of that, isn't it? Psalm 23. I shall not want. That just sums it all up. How could I ever want? My Lord is the provider. He's given his son. He won't withhold anything that is necessary for my good, my eternal good, my spiritual good. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He provides the food. He provides the nourishment. He gives me a place to lie down. He gives me a spiritual home wherein I am nourished and fed through his holy word. He shepherds me as a shepherd and sees that I do not want for my provision of food. And the still waters where I can enjoy his presence and see his glorious image in the mirror of the waters. The waters that provide for me cleansing, purifying, refreshing. He gives me the waters, the still waters. He leads me. He provides me with guidance. He provides me with direction. He provides me with the path even, the path of righteousness. He gives me a path to walk on. He provides me with the path, and he gives me the direction in the path. He gives me a full spiritual stomach along the path. I can't go wrong. I can't perish. I can't be malnourished, because the Lord is my shepherd, the Jehovah Jireh, the paths of righteousness. He prepares a table before me. Can he provide a table in the wilderness? Of course he can. He's a Jehovah Jireh. He can provide it right in the middle of your enemies. That's what he does. That's even better. In a wilderness is a hard thing, but in the midst of your enemies, that's even harder. That's what Jehovah Jireh does. In that world out there, at the workplace, or in the street, that you have to go in amongst and interact amongst, and you feel the defilement and the difficulty and the opposition, and still he has a table for you. He provides for your soul. He feeds you, because he's Jehovah Jireh. This is his name. He anoints my head with oil. I have a cup that runs over. Jehovah Jireh. You can look to him then. You can trust him to provide for you in your present. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So they can't be touched. They can't be endangered, because they're laid up in heaven in the very presence of the Jehovah Jireh. All the spiritual blessings. And they're yours. And you can ask for them. And you can trust the Lord to supply them. Jehovah Jireh in the past, Jehovah Jireh in the present, Jehovah Jireh in your future too. We don't know what lies ahead. But of this that we can be sure, there are afflictions. And there are trials. And there are sicknesses. And there is this fearful valley of the shadow of death. That's future. That's one of the things that is mentioned as future. Yea, though I walk through the valley. He leads me here in the fields and the still waters. That's where I presently am. But I know that one day, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that dreadful walk is ahead. That fearful valley has to be passed through. Will he be Jehovah Jireh then? Is that a place too dark for him? Is that a place too hard for him? Is that a place that he must leave us to go by our own strength? No, he's Jehovah Jireh. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Jehovah Jireh. Providing your rod, providing your staff, driving away the devils and the demons, and comforting me with your word. Jehovah Jireh, there are hard paths ahead for us, and the hardest path of all that we have to walk. But we can trust Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. He'll not disappoint us. He'll not let us down. It will be grace all the way and grace to the end. And so you don't have to worry about the future. What did the Lord Jesus say? Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. I mean, he provides for the little birds and the animals and the creatures. Jehovah Jireh, even to the birds who sing to him and praise him. Jehovah Jireh to the fishes of the sea. Jehovah Jireh to the beasts of the field, the ravens of the air, the animals of the mountains and the valleys. How could he not be Jehovah Jireh to his people? You are of more value than they, he says. And so he provides for all that we will have to face. Grace for today, and what grace we need for tomorrow. Sometimes we worry about things. Oh, how'll I face that? How am I going to go through whenever the terminal illness comes on and I get the big announcement? How will I cope with that? Well, Jehovah Jireh will give you the grace then. Jehovah Jireh. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, providing for the future. Ah, into eternity. What he has provided for us in eternity. Dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. The Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace. He'll give it grace every day. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. He'll provide me with the goodness. He'll provide me with the mercy. The Lord will give grace. And then glory. Glory. Everlasting glory. He provides with the glory as well. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. He's provided all things for his people in the great eternity. I'll be his God. He'll be my son. He'll not have any short supply in the great house of his heavenly Father. The hope which is laid up for you in heaven. The provision above. The crown of righteousness which the Lord will give to his people who love his appearing. In fact, we really can't even begin to preach on the provision of eternity, because the Bible is very clear about this. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared and provided for them that love him. The provision in eternity. Then it shall be seen as it was never seen before. He is the Jehovah Jireh. He truly is the Jehovah Jireh. I only half saw it. I only saw it through a veil, faintly. But now I see it in all its fullness. He has prepared for them a city. And so provision in eternity, as well as provision and time, because he is Jehovah Jireh, let us therefore trust him. And in all our wonderless wanderings, do not let us murmur and complain, people of God. And let us feel the rebuke of Israel in the wilderness. And let us not forget God. And let us not forget his name. But let us believe in his name. And let us make his name to be a refuge for us in time of need. Jehovah Jireh. And so may this meditation on his name be profitable to you and be blessed to you by the Holy Spirit. And may our faith be increased. For Jesus Christ's sake, let us pray.